What's up, y'all? It's the fourth quarter. It's a new month. And what better way to start it than to come and to join us at EYL University?
Yes, the fourth quarter is where star players make a name for themselves. So come and join the number one roster. EYL University is the biggest platform for business in the universe. We have over 70 past classes, weekly classes. We have a private investment group on Facebook, which gives you access to our movie club, our book club. We also have bi-weekly real estate calls with MG, the mortgage guy, and monthly financial advising calls with none other than yours truly. So head over to EYLUniversity.com right now and enter promo code EYL for 40% off of our annual membership.
That's right. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over. We'll see you on the other side.
Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
So what? While some of you were upset, kudos to my guy Trap, and kudos to everyone in the community that rallied around. I want to make sure that I do my part to give you everything that you need to be the best investor absolutely possible. So first, I want to tell you, whether you've been in here for 10 years or one, or it's month one and you feel confused, let me make this as easy as possible for you. I'm going to share with you the lessons that I wish I knew when I first began my journey, so intellectually I could understand everything that was happening and being stated around me, but also I could then turn around and execute upon the knowledge that I have, if that's all right with you. So I'm gonna open up with the question: why are you afraid of the stock market? Please type in chat, and thank you guys so much for being here. And hopefully you like my Zen Morgan Freeman vibe, right? Why are you afraid of the market? Despite all the terror and suspense around what happens on Wall Street, This industry has more recorded data on it than most. So what if I told you there is a business you can have, that you can be a part of, that has been winning since 1825, and this business 87% of the time produces profit? If that was real estate, would you do that? Type yes in chat. If it was commercial real estate, would you do it? Type in chat. If it was e-commerce, which e-commerce has not been around that long, would you do that? So let's do accountability check-in, because I don't want us to have all this information and sound cute on Instagram and Chatty House. Kudos button. But then not execute and not actually be financially free. How many shares did you buy in the last 7 days since last Market Mondays? Please put that in chat. If you don't want to divulge that information, you can also put, did you? And I want to see majority 80-20 saying yes. 80% yes, 20% no. So did you buy shares this past week? It does no good if we have the information. And the fact that we know what we know, that should be a driving force. So not only do I want to keep you calm, because execution happens a lot more frequently when people are silent, I want you to have the complete tool set. And secondly, if you did not take action, please tell me why. Put that in chat. So let's walk you through. Anytime you're studying any business, you need to look from top to bottom about how that business has performed. Before, Rashad has mentioned since inception. So let's go through the inception mark of the stock market. Let's walk through 1825 through 1834. Positive returns. And 1835 through 1844. Let's look at 1845 through 1854. Let's go 1855 through 1864. Once again, why are you afraid of the stock market? Let's speed it up. Let's go 1895 through 1904. Let's go 1905 through 1914. I can hear the alphas in the background screaming 06. I know y'all wanted me to start with 06. No, I'm not an alpha. I don't want you to think I'm false flagging, but kudos to y'all, especially to the ones I went to school with at IU. And let's look at this, 1925 through 1934. We didn't even get our first negative return until 1929. What was the catalyst in 1929 through 31 that happened? Type in chat. It's a homework assignment if you don't know. We didn't get our first negative return until 100 years later. Why are you afraid? The data's there. All the data that we need to make an informed decision is there. Behavioral finance is not about information, though. It's about execution. So if we look, there have only been 24 negative years out of 195 in the stock market. Therefore, the stock market is up 87.7% of the time. If you want a business that wins 87% of the time, put yes, yes, yes. If I gave you any ball player that, and I told you he makes 87% of his shots, he'd be the number one draft pick any year, any era. But here, I don't know about that stock market stuff, man. That's a, you know, that's a scam. We're just misinformed. Maybe what if, hypothetically, what if we are being scared away from something that statistically has safe gains because our involvement is not wanted, hypothetically. Only three times in history the market has been down negative 50 to negative 30%. That's 1.5% of the time. And those times are really advantageous. So 98.5% of the time, this does not happen. So when crashes happen and the world is on fire and everybody's worried, that should be the time that you should look to buy quality companies, not the ones you like. Carnival's still not moving. Buy quality. Quick tip, and this is in my Red Panda Playbook. If we ever have a crash, you want to look to load up on technology companies and pharmaceutical. Once you get one market, you can master them all. If you can't invest in everything across the board, you're not a good investor. You have to be able to be nimble. And maybe, just maybe, I lulled some of you to sleep thinking I could just only invest in index funds and talk about Apple and Microsoft. For your safety, you have to have a foundation first. You need to pour the foundation to have a great foundation before we hang the curtains and a flat screen TV. Same is true here. So get your pen and paper out. And I want to walk you through compounding. Let's play with some numbers. Last week, we walked you through the number you need to get to for freedom and how what you invest in will determine how fast you'll get to your freedom goal. So let's say you started with $10,000 and you got 3.75% return every month. It's not a lot. And let's say we go 10 years. Great. This is how much you would have. Let's say we go to route of two index and two tech. And remember, I told you as a freshman, I want you to invest $250 per month. And let's say on average, you get 12%, which is in range of reason. You'd be at $88,000. This number does make a difference because the higher this number gets, the quicker you can get to actual retirement. Put in chat, freedom is a number, not an age. Okay. So let's go back and look. And let's say you were able to get an edge in the market this year. And let's say because of the edge, you now are averaging 18.75% return, which is nothing. So I had you guys do the homework. VGT, type in chat, what was the return that it gave for the year? And let's say you bump this up to 1,000. And I know some of you in the comments are going to say, hey, I can't do 1,000. Pick 250, 500, or 1,000. Some of you guys are still going on vacation. I don't want to hear that, you know. If you've been to Tahiti during COVID, I don't want to hear about the, I don't have the money to do it, right? Investment time, 10 years, you have 403. Great. Now, let's say you started with a bigger deposit, 25,000. And let's say you're averaging 18% return. Hypothetically, of course, investing has considerable risk. Consult your advisor. 10 years, you'd be at 480. But let's say you found a couple great companies this year. And because of those great companies, you got in at a great time. Kudos to the Stock Club members. Let's say this bumped your average rate of return in aggregate to an average of 26.3%. $25,000 in, dollar cost average $1,000 a month. And yes, a particular price is better than dollar cost averaging, but dollar cost averaging is better than nothing at all. Because sometimes people sit on the sidelines for 3 years or 8 months and lose time. That's why you guys keep asking, when do I exit? Time-based exit. 5 years minimum. For my traders, that would be like trading off a 1 minute. A 5 year is like a 1 minute. 10 year is like a 15. You want to hold ideally 30 years. Okay. But 26.3, that'll put you at 820. That's a small investment. For my business owners, same thing. So I'll go to some bigger numbers for those of you that are quiet. But let's say you started with an initial deposit of, let's say, 150,000. Same rate of return and just adding 1,000 in. Look at that freedom number. That's what I always say. The bigger amount that you could put in or the bigger bag that you start with, the quicker you can get to freedom. And if you're starting small, it's amazing what happens when you actually start to get gains. You then find more money to put in, or you'll get a second job or start a business and take all the profits from the business and roll it over into investing. You'll be great. Okay. I've never talked about this in full. I need you to write these down or get your camera ready and you can screenshot these. How to evaluate a company from top to bottom. So we talked about it before and I gave you parts to it, but since I want to give more based on the inspiration I got from the commentary that I heard was shared last week, I want to break you through the full process, and I'm going to go through these quick. So number one, the founder. Number two, the character of the founder. So we went through these. Three, the vision of the company. What's the one thing that this company can do in the world that no one else can do? This is key. You need a dominant advantage. You can't just be the next fake Tesla or the next fake Apple. You have to have a dominant competitive advantage. Number four, unbreakable competitive advantage. Like, no one can take that from you. If the company that you're looking at, so I know some of you are like, hey, SPC, right? I like Richard, but they don't have an unbreakable competitive advantage in that space yet, right? Kudos to my guy, Kobe. He was talking about that stock last year. How much cash do you have on hand in the bank? That matters. Revenue, very key. Net profit. This is one that people miss. Year over year growth. You want to see the company growth go up year over year. A couple of you have asked me about companies, and I'm like, their all-time high was 3 years prior, and then sales have been down, revenue's been down since then. That's not great. You want the company's revenue to grow as you want yours to grow, because they're going to be tied together. So when we are investing in these businesses, we got to pick great businesses to be a part of that are growing. Now, these are the ones that are super key. And before I give the rest, I want you to say, and I want you to promise, that you won't get all this information and then have a bunch of paralysis in terms of the execution. Okay. Where does that brand rank amongst the competitors? They should be top three in their space. I don't want the eighth best automotive company. I don't want the eighth best or ninth best pharmaceutical company. Okay. Because those that have a lead, Google has had the lead on search for a long time. I like Microsoft, but search product, inferior. Okay. Where does that product rank? So whatever product they have, they should be in the top four. No one wants a BlackBerry. Kudos to the executives there. But mismanagement and arrogance, once you get to an ascension or you get towards a pinnacle, people take their foot off the gas. No one wants a BlackBerry. I don't want to invest in it. What is the strength of their collective product line? So if you take all the products in comparison and you add them up, and you, let's say you give a point value of one for each, are they the strongest in comparison to their competitors? So if I look at iPhone, iPad, iWatch, who is taking that down? And I know some of you are saying, hey, Apple's been flat.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That is relative. 2 months, 3 months, sure. We're supposed to be holding Apple for 10 years. Let's stop making lifetime decisions so we can brag on social that we got a great gain. Because some of you are liquidating stocks now that in 2024, 2025, you're going to come back and kick yourself in the ass and wish that you had not. Okay? What are the chances of expansion into other territories? So like Amazon into the pharmacy business. Amazon, of course, started with books, and they've expanded, of course, pharmacy, grocery. They have a complete hedge. And we'll talk about moats later in their market. Apple, Google are going to transition into healthcare very soon because healthcare companies have a very inefficient way of doing things. And I truly think that a payment processor like Square or Stripe in the next 10 years has a considerable chance and would have a great advantage if they got into the healthcare insurance business. And everyone would call them crazy. And then processes would be way more efficient. Already have a consumer base there. And then watch what Apple does with credit cards. You know, and then also in 20 years, you're going to see some of these tech companies go into fintech and dominate a few markets there. Next, what is their market share? What is their cash flow? Do they charge a premium or have consistent cash flow or revenue being generated? Which business are they number one in or at least top three? Do they have a superior customer experience? Do they have a superior product or service? And then from a macro perspective, I'm looking in terms of context where the entire market is. And this is called a Shiller PE ratio. Stock Club members, don't worry, I'll drop the link for you. So if we go look, I'm going to show you how it's calculated. So if we go back, I want the market to not be, and this graph to not be at highs. So if you look here, this is Black Tuesday. This is Black Monday. This was 2000 at the peak of the tech crash. Key levels, I need you to write these down. 25. So right here. 30. And 40. Shiller right now is at 33.5. We're due for a pullback. So when I tell you guys, hey, we're a little bit too high, let's wait. It's like, ah, man, I want to wait. I'm like, okay. Then you can also go look at, we'll talk about it later. Well, I'll wait and hold for that. But I'm looking at a macro scale. Where are we in context of the overall global macro market? And then finally, I'll go through technicals. And then I'll say, okay, great. So a lot of times when people are asking me about companies, I'm like, the revenue is terrible, no net profit, no considerable advantage, no market share, no cash flow. Okay, I mean, why would I want the company? Next, pricing model. What is their process for selling their products and services? Because however you structure your price determines how much revenue you have, which determines how much you can spend into growth and acquiring talent for your business. And this is probably the most important one, the economic moats they have. Next week, I'll do a full breakdown on Amazon again. Your homework is to go back and watch the first 5 episodes of Market Mondays. There are some gems in there that you guys missed, but there are different types of moats. Kudos to Trap for talking about them. But number one, low cost of production. Can you make your goods and services for a relatively cheap price? In comparison to what you're selling them for, because that would determine what your net profit will be. High switching cost. So if I switch from Apple, I then can't use my iPad, Apple Watch, iPhone. Now I have a green text bubble, right? And there's some social status stuff built in there as well. So high switching costs. Number three, network effects. So if you leave Instagram, you're cut off from a certain portion of audience. It was like that in Facebook a few years prior. Number four, intangible assets. Number five, what is the value of the brand? I want you guys to Google whatever company you're looking at. What is the value of the brand itself? That's why you can't just slap an Apple logo on any product that is tech based. Because that brand alone over time means something, and there's certain currency. There are certain products that look better just with that logo on it. And these are the ones that are important to me. Brand loyalty. There's a certain loyalty to Tesla that people have that people don't have to Neo or Fisker yet. No different than the New York Yankees, LA Lakers, Chicago Bears. Even though the Bears haven't won in a while. Kudos to everybody back home in the Midwest. Right? And you see it with musicians, and back in the day it was Rockefeller, now it's QC. What brand loyalty? Because that loyalty translates into revenue. Next, do they have a high retention rate? Acquisition of customers and talent does not matter if you have a revolving door around both. So it's very important to map out the vision and map out how you do things in your business so you don't have a high turnover rate. And ideally, you want them to have 4 out of these 7 economic moats. One is not enough. Final moat that is very important is how long are you able to hold on market share and continue your dominance? Because market share by force or assistance from government or assistance from lobbying is one thing. Dominance of market share because the customer or client base wants you is another thing altogether. Okay. So how long can you have dominance in your space because the customers or clients that you have love you? I want to walk you through the average monthly VIX levels during the election. This is key because I never want you guys to have to worry about the election again. Okay. In July, the average is 14.2. August is 15. September is 16. Leading into the election, October is 17.4. November gets a little bit hot, 18. December is 14.7. So you see, as soon as the election noise is over, the market calms back down. VIX come down, the market goes up. If you go back and read everything, so this is your homework. Anytime you want to know a subject or know something about the market, begin to read all the articles on it from the beginning. Or like I told you last week, you can get the top 50 books. And if you go through all 50, you know everything that you need to know. Or continue to tune into Market Mondays. I appreciate you. And in the 6 months following the election, volatility falls. So it means the market goes up. That's easy. Another thing that I use to evaluate a business is called current ratio. And Troy and Rashad helped popularize this slogan in our community, assets over liabilities. So the ratio should at least be 1. Kudos to everybody in Red Panda. This is similar to profit factor. How I judge it. You want to at least be over 1. Apple, maybe at like 1.03. Have bigger capital costs. Nvidia's a lot higher. I think Nvidia maybe 9. Homework. What is the current ratio for AMD? And anything over 5 is amazing. The worst performing sectors during this year, of course, has been arts and entertainment, accommodation and manufacturing. And I want to just show you how quickly the markets rebound over time. This information is easy. Next year, we talked about it before, 2021 plan. Review what you're invested in. What went well? What did you wish that you did differently? Silence the noise and have a rock solid and unwavering plan that you're going to marry. Too many of you are changing your plans. Turn off the noise. This is why I want to come in here and present and make it calm. A lot of times when people are making you erratic and moving your emotions is to get you to take action or to buy something. I want you in a serene state. If you choose to join us in Stock Club, I appreciate it, but I'm not going to force it. I don't need anyone's money. Fine. I'm grateful. And I actually execute my own plan. But when you see all that bright red on your screen, there's breaking news alerts everywhere. That's not always for your benefit. Stick to your plan. Last week, we talked about the futures market and the power that it could have. I want to show you a quick video of my guy. I appreciate you so much for being at Apex. Here we go.
Darling, you put all your attention on mastery of craft. And politics don't matter. Email don't matter. Kudos to my guy, Apex family. Please don't ask to join. Please don't ask to join. It's closed. Please don't ask to join. And then also, too, no fake accounts. 25 contracts. ES. Mastery of craft.
And the biggest mistake that people make when trading futures is not being able to secure profit. And when I posted this today, a couple people was like, well, I don't want to get stopped at a 2.5%. And here's the thing, you're only thinking about this one trade. I'm thinking over the course of 90 trades or however many trades you're going to take for the year. It's crazy how even if you have a little bit of profit and you lock it in, and let's say you lock in 2.5%, and let's say you do this 28 times over a year, you're at 70% return. But you say you want 60 and 70% return in your long term, but you're not willing to protect profit on your short term investing side. Why? I don't get it. Question of the week. What do you think of Cramer's watch list of Walmart, Amazon, Target, Costco, and Home Depot? Love them all. Say less. That's it. Short-term investing lesson of the week. Overtrading does nothing but steal your confidence. Kudos to you, Chase. I appreciate you. Anytime you begin to overtrade, you erode your confidence, kill your account, and break your spirit. Once you begin to lose so much, what happens? You then walk away. And then you revenge trade. But the market didn't do anything to you. You did that to your account. So the only true way to revenge trade is to take less trades. And after you lose, don't jump back in. You need an exact calculated measurement and an exact price for where you'll get in. That's why I hate when people say, I'm going to jump in here. I'm like, why are you just jumping in? Because you want to gamble. I get it. We've all been there. This is a business. But haven't we gambled enough? And because, honestly, God, I can only speak for me, because early in my life, I didn't do what I was supposed to do and be as regimented as I am now, because this version of Ian is much more disciplined than earlier versions. I wanted to just jump in and make up for the money that I missed out on because I was not disciplined. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. And as we begin to wrap up, I want to go through charts of the week. So the ticker is TPR. So regardless of when a person puts a rating on something, you want to go look at, let's go look at the history of it. So we can see here, this is the high. And this high happened back in 2012. Do you want a company that you're going to invest in have their all-time high be almost 9 years prior? The answer is no. Great. For my technicians, let's just draw some key levels. This is the top. This is the very bottom. And let's call this the middle. Now, of course, it went on a great run. So if you got in down here 14, 15, not bad. But when you have a company fall apart and it goes back to its lows of 2002 and 2003, you don't want to touch it. That's a good trade. It's not a good long-term investment. Good companies will continue to move to the upside. Bad companies will slide down. And if you look here, Tapestry's been going down since 2017, NFL all of 2018, and majority 2019 and 2020. So when you start to analyze companies, you need to go look from the very beginning. And let's look at Pfizer. And you can see, the Pfizer is climbing. But if you look at the chart, they had a down time, and it's 2009. And they've been pushing back to the upside ever since then. That looks a lot different from the chart we are looking at TPR. I don't want to see a company fall for 2 years. Please write that down. I don't want a two-year decline on a company. If it runs to the upside, we can always get in later. But if you go through the assessment, be honest. If you go look at, and kudos to Q, who sent me this when he texted me earlier. And he was like, man, I'm confused. Like, I don't know what I'm like, I don't know either. I don't know what the agenda is. But even when you guys are hearing information, even from us, I want you to go look at the chart and see, is it of value? And once you go through the evaluation process, it's going to weed out the BS. Go look at your growth. Do they have an edge in the market? And be honest, type in chat. Do you even know what the hell Tapestry does? What do they do? Most don't know. If you don't know, let it go. My question for the week for you is, what is stopping you from executing? I'm asked this question every week until you guys buy shares every week or every month is planned. What is stopping you from executing? It's not the knowledge, it's here. What is stopping you? Because if we're playing a sport and you know your competition does not want you to win, are you going to throw in a towel and not try? Or are you going to give your all? Once again, we got to take collective action as a community. It's easy to throw around the buzzwords and absorb all the podcasts and all the content, but are you executing? What I wish I knew. Time in the market plus being able to time the market leads to exceptional growth and compounded gains. This is the tough part. Will you take the time to master your craft to know how to time the market and also have a discipline to not take your hand and leave the trades early and leave your investments alone and let them sit? If you can do those two things, you can be unstoppable. Here's what I want you to know. We have more knowledge than ever. And a lot of the information that we have now, insiders and institutions did not have in the 1980s. Rates of return are better. And now we have more people in the market to help push the market up. It's been one of the craziest markets ever. Market makes no absolute sense. And that's why I've always stated to go with direction. And in aggregate, people are still not getting great returns because they're closing out too soon and too early. So time in the market, being able to hold for 10, 20, 30 years, plus being able to time the market leads to exceptional growth. Unpopular opinion. And I know some of you aren't going to like this, but corporate America ruined your discipline. Corporate America gave you enough just to be able to get by, but they never told you. Most organizations, 80% of organizations, never told you enough of what to do to actually be able to excel. So for those of you that work in corporate, and I posted this earlier, investing and trading is not a damn democracy. It's a dictatorship based on results. That's what I always go to. What have you made? Let's have no conversation because I don't want this to be first take or undisputed. What are the gains? If the gains aren't good, we have more work to do. That's it. Corporate allowed you to think that if you verbalized enough, that was going to be the answer. It's not. So for those of you that have come from corporate, you are going to have to shift how you execute. How many tasks are you honestly getting done if you're on a job? Most aren't doing a lot. You're doing enough to usually get by and then leave because it's not a happy place for you. So I'm asking you to shift and begin to execute like an investor and like an entrepreneur so you can get the freedom that you want. Because everybody wants to get rich from investing and trading until it's time to put the work in. I studied the 12 hours and people are like, hey, I don't have time to read 50 books. I'm like, it's a choice. You either will or you won't. That's how life works. So your homework for the week. What were the worst performing companies over the last 10 years? Which ETF performed the worst over the last 10 years? Number three, the last time the bond market went up this much, how much did it drop the following year?
2020 has been an absolute crazy year. We know a lot of people have faced financial hardship. But what if there was a company that could help you put money back in your pocket? That's exactly what Policy Genius does. They combine a cutting-edge insurance marketplace with help from licensed experts to save their home and auto insurance customers an average of $1,000 per year. Better yet, it's really simple to use. First, head to policygenius.com and answer a few quick questions about yourself and your property. They'll compare rates from over 30 top insurers, from Progressive to Nationwide, to find the lowest quotes. Their licensed experts will look at all the ways to maximize your savings, including bundling your home and auto policies. If Policy Genius finds a better rate than what you're currently paying, they'll get you switched for free. That kind of service has earned Policy Genius a 5-star rating across over 1,600 reviews on Trustpilot and Google. So if you're feeling the pinch during the holiday season, find out how much you can save on your home and auto insurance at policygenius.com. They've saved their home and auto insurance customers an average of $1,000 a year by reshopping. Policy Genius, where it comes to insurance, it's nice to get it right.
What are the 10-year returns of Google? What are the 10-year returns of Berkshire Hathaway Class A shares? Now that you did the homework from last week and you made your list of 20 stocks that you want to put on your list, I want you to pare down to 10. Cut 10 from that list. With those final 10, I want you to get the 20-year return rate for all. And I want you to pick 4 that you're going to hold for the next 15 years. Put yes in chat. If your life would have been better, if the companies that you had in your portfolio, you would have held for 15 years. For me, it's a hell yeah. And I'll leave you with this. I love you dearly. Now that we know that certain people don't want us to have access, I want us to execute even more. So I want you to tell me what you need to help you make more informed decisions so you can be a more fearless investor. It's not information. We have all the information. We have all the books. Tell me the thing that is truly stopping you from executing and doing this the way you should, so we as a community can have freedom together. Once again, be kind, be loving, be peaceful to one another, encourage each other, lift each other up. And don't get so excited off knowing the information. That's not enough. Information does not bring you freedom. Apply execution of that information will give you the freedom. Don't waste this opportunity. Don't waste this moment. And once again, if you feel like you missed out on one of the greatest crashes in history, do as I did. Let there be a fire that burns. And you spend every day learning more. And in a year, you'll be able to pass up all of your peers. It doesn't take long. Most people quit after 30 days or 60 days anyway. If you can dive in deep and learn more every day, you'll be top 1% in terms of the knowledge. And your effort will determine the execution. I love you. Over and out.
Yo.
Yes.
Scorsese strikes again.
Ian Dunlap.
Man, I feel like Rashad when I hung up Zoom the first time. I hate any tech issues. So thank you guys for dealing with the little tech issues, but I love you guys so much.
Nah, it's all good. It's all good, brother. Appreciate that.
Yeah, I think you got to switch us back to host.
Yeah. Ian Dunlap going for the Emmy Award. You got the music, the volume.
Okay, short tell me how to guide through without
the best short form presentation in a financial display. We're
about to hand out the EYL awards.
EYL awards. That's, ooh, a fact. That's a good idea.
Right? Like best episode winner.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Best short form presentation. Nominees are
best quote.
That's true. That's a fact.
Yeah.
Jan, let's get that. Jan, let's work on that. Let's get some categories.
That's smart. How do I share it without hitting end? Because Rashad would jump through Zoom. Strangle me like Bart Simpson's dad.
Just go to the bottom, bro. Oh, actually, I think we're good. I think I might be good.
Just bring him
up. I got it.
As we bring Ian back on, let's talk before we go to questions. Let's talk about investing for your children.
It's important.
I wanted to talk about that. Yeah. I want to talk about like each Monday. I want to add some level of information. As an advisor, I feel like, you know, people might need some additional information. So we spoke about this before on the podcast, out to Trap and on the Wealth Pack as well. But I think it's a fitting time right now. Like we're in holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of people obviously celebrate Christmas and Kwanzaa, or whatever, you know, holiday you celebrate. And obviously it's a lot of pressure on parents to buy their children gifts, PS5.
Mm-hmm.
Heavy in the streets. I actually heard that Best Buy is doing a restock tomorrow, 8 o'clock.
I was just sending you the link, bro. I just saw it.
Yeah, it's
coming soon now. Not sold out.
It's a lot going on right now. So my personal theory is that, like I said before, you know, I'm a big believer in balance. My personal theory is 50-50, meaning like whatever money you have allocated towards your children, whether it's like birthday or, you know, Christmas, Kwanzaa, whatever, I think that you should do 50-50. 50% of that budget goes to actual like material items, gifts, and then 50% goes into investments. Because
mm-hmm.
ultimately, let's face it, like all of these material items are going to go away and they're not even going to be relevant next year. PS5, when PS6 comes out, PS5 isn't going to be worth anything anymore. Like nobody's going to care about it. Now they want PS6. All of these things, you know, it's good in the moment. But you gotta provide your children with some level of, you know, material happiness. That's just part of being a child. But balance is extremely important. So we talked about the 529 plan before. So I talk about the UTMA a little bit.
529 for college savings.
Yeah, not just college, education
savings. That's right.
So the UTMA uniform transfer of minor account. Shout out to my brother Kenny Burns. I talked about this on his show today, V103. And the reason why we like the UTMA so much is that it allows more flexibility than just the 529. The 529, you can pretty much only use it for education.
Mm-hmm.
And if you use it for anything other than education, you get penalized. But the good thing with the UTMA is that you can really use it for anything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's less restrictive. You don't get the same tax benefits with the 529. If you use it for education, you pay no taxes on it at all. But it's restrictive because if you don't use it for education, then you get penalized. So with the UTMA, you can use it for anything. And it has tax benefits on its own. So like the first $1,050, the earnings is tax-free.
Mm-hmm.
And then $1,050 to $2,100 is taxed at the children's rate.
Yeah.
And then anything after $2,100 is taxed at the parents' rate. So it's a couple $1,000 in tax savings, but one thing to be aware of is that it does show up on your financial aid. Mm. So we talked about other ways to hide money from financial aid, life insurance, a good play. We talked about that in the family pack as well. That's a way to hide money from financial aid, but it is something to be aware of if you're filling out FAFSA forms, thinking down the line, if you need financial aid, that's something to think about, consider in the future. But outside of that, it's just a good way. If you think about it, like even if somebody goes to college, that's only 4 to 5 years of a person's life. Like they need money for other stuff than just college. They might need money to start a business, to buy a home, to get married. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like mm-hmm. it should be more planning in a child's life than just education. Education is a big part of a child's life, but it shouldn't be like the only planning that we do. Like in my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, it's the first, and I just had this conversation too. It's like, that's the first major investment that a kid has, right? Is going to college. So if you know that, then why not prepare for them going to that or for that and beyond, you know what I'm saying?
So like it's real easy to keep this as easy as possible. You go to Fidelity, you go to TD, you go to any of these type of brokerage accounts, you can open an UTMA account, you pick a index or ETF like QQQ.
Mm-hmm.
Right, we talked about QQQ a bunch of times. The reason why I love QQQ is that, I mean, look at the companies that's in it. Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, Facebook, Tesla, Google, NVIDIA, PayPal, and Adobe. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's about right.
You can't go wrong with that. Rate of return for this year, 47%. 3 years is average 25%. 5 years is average 22%. For 10 years is average 20%. And since its inception, it's average 9%.
We can't let that go over people's head, right? I think since like people have been in doing futures and doing options, they see 22% is almost looked down upon. Like, that's amazing.
Yeah,
that's beyond amazing.
I mean, like big business said, I reference, that's one of my, that might be the fate, that might be the quote of the year. Only poor people think that 20% is a bad rate of return.
That's crazy. Perspective is key, man.
It's extremely key. 20, if you could have 20% a year.
Where else you getting that?
It's going to be difficult. so let's say like, you pick a an ETF like QQQ, right? And when the time your child is born, you put, we're going to do reasonable numbers, $100 a month, right? So let's say average 20% a year, because it's been averaging 20% a year for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
So by the time the child is 18, that's $169,000. If you put $200 a month in, by the time the child is 18, that's $339,000. That's like, who wouldn't want to start off life with $339,000? Like that's, and that's only $100 a month. That's $200 a month. But I mean, that's still not, you know what I'm saying? It's not like $5,000 a month or $6,000 a month or $200 a month. So some people might say, all right, well, it's not going to do 20% forever. So even if you cut it in half and it did 10%,
I'm taking
$100, that's $57,000, and $200, that's $115,000. So even at 10% a year, which is extremely modest considering the rate of return we just told you, $200 a month, your child starts off at 18 years old, has $115,000. So just think about that. Like I said, that's just something to think about outside of just Christmas, but being that we're in Christmas season, it's something to think about because I know parents are under a lot of pressure to buy gifts for their kids, to buy Christmas trees, to buy all this stuff. But in the long run, your kid is going to be way more happier with $250,000.
You'll understand it later. Yeah.
They're going to be way more happier with $250,000 than the PS5. They're not even going to remember the PS5.
It'll be like PS10 by the time they're 18 or 20.
For sure.
Yeah, so. And just really quick, so like you said, it allows you the flexibility to invest in different type of assets. So I just run down a few of them: stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, life insurance, and real estate, property too. So it's like there's so many different ways that you can invest inside of an UTMA.
Yeah, for sure. So is Ian still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can I chime in real quick?
Yeah, go ahead, bro. Feel free.
I know, like you said, people think that 20% or 25% is, unrealistic. It's not normal because you can get more in trading. But what a lot of people don't tell you is that when they get 80%, they usually give back 60% of it. So like hypothetically, if you got 20% rate of return, you started with 10 grand. If you did that over 20 years, you have 695,000. And then if you did the same thing over a 10-year period, the gains are incredible. So it's like, I don't want anyone to ever look down upon any gain above 12% or 13%. So for those of you that were able to knock it out the park and hit Tesla, it's not going to be like that next year. I promise you, 2021 will be a little bit more flat. We'll be range bound. But if you're able to get any significant gains, appreciate them. And then that's why I stress not to overtrade, because some traders can hit 500-600% in a year. But it doesn't matter if you give back half of it because of the excitement of it. And the only people that benefit from that is the broker. So I want you guys to keep that in mind.
Yeah, for sure. And like I said, it's just something to keep in mind during this holiday season. If you like me growing up, you never celebrated Christmas. So I never got any Christmas gifts. But that's neither here nor there. if your kids still believe in Santa Claus,
Easy. There's children listening.
Nah. Teachers on. Don't put yourself under pressure. That's a serious conversation.
Yeah.
Do not put yourself in debt, and do not put yourself, don't feel like you're less of a parent. A lot of people go through depression during holiday times, especially during COVID. We know that it's tough financial times for a lot of people, and you still want to, make your children happy. But ultimately, this is a teachable moment that you can teach your children too. This is a time where you can actually sit down and have a conversation and explain to them. Obviously, they're children, so they might not fully understand. They might not get it. They might be disappointed. But like I said, part of your job as being a parent, in my opinion, is that you have to have uncomfortable conversations with kids, because that's the only, it's like drugs or sex. Like, you got to talk to them about it, right? So you got to talk to them about finance. And look, this is part of, like, you learning early about delayed gratification. You're learning early that you can't have everything you want. You're learning early that we're going to watch this grow together. And like I said, it's like all things, like, they're going to be resentful. They might have an attitude in that moment, but it's a powerful lesson that you're teaching them. And down the line, I guarantee you that they will be more appreciative of learning that. It's something that, a lot of us didn't learn that early on.
Imagine the delayed gratification, right? Like, I didn't get Super Nintendo when I was 8. When I was 18 going to college, I had $225,000 in an account waiting for me. Keep the Super Nintendo. Shout out to Mario, but we good. What I'm saying?
Can I jump in on that point? Is there a way that we can get like a collective gift list on Amazon or something for the parents that are struggling?
We can do that.
The other thing of that people don't talk about emotionally. So, of course, in behavioral finance, you have two components. like you talked about the delayed gratification, but for those who are broke or poor, it's hard to sacrifice because you're going to be like, man, I won't have anything for the rest of my life. So are there any tips or tricks that you can, you know, give people to help them weather that storm? Because when you don't have money, it feels like you are suffocating. And regardless of the data, man, we know when it's Christmas time, the kid's not going to hear that you don't have anything. It sucks, but it's just the truth in our culture. Because parents are going to feel less than. And we can say that it doesn't matter. And I can be like, yo, go read a Dave Ramsey book to your kid. Your kid, they're not going to hear that. So what do you think is like a healthy medium in terms of being able to help?
Me personally, like I said, I'm a big believer in balance. So I feel like, you know, you might not be able to get your kid a PS5, but you might be able to get him like one of those portable devices things. And it's like maybe $250, and then the other $250 you put, like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, ultimately, like I said, children never going to be happy. No matter what you do.
That's true. Honestly, like, Xander's saying, sport as hell.
You take your kid to Paris and they like, I wanted to go to McDonald's. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, no matter what you do as a parent, that's the beauty of being a parent. Your job's never done. Yeah. And children are never happy. But like I said, I think that
some children are happy.
I'm just saying ultimately they're always gonna want more. A child's always gonna want more, yeah, right?
But to my parents, no, go ahead, my bad.
Ultimately, you only can do what you can do. But like I said, part of being a parent is explaining things to your child. Yeah.
Like, I mean, teaching them moderation is
important. Like, it's like if your child wants to just eat fast food every day,
yeah,
it wouldn't be responsible as a parent to just take your kid to McDonald's every day.
That's the part I'm saying, the moderation part. It's like, yo, you had McDonald's last month. We only eating that once a month, if we even doing that, right? If you wanted you had a wish list of things, like, yo, moderation, like we're only gonna be able to get these things and explain it why, like, yo, yeah,
and ultimately this is what we've done. Ultimately, something is better than nothing.
Yeah.
So not to labor on the point, but if you put $50 a month into an account, you're gonna have something. You might have $20,000. How many people type in chat?
Hey,
type in chat.
Camaraderie.
Type in chat. No, if you didn't have $20,000 when you was at 18 waiting for you in an account.
I want big nose.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we talk about a 200, 300. What are we talking about? Like, if you put $50 a month into an account and it is $25,000 for your kid, right? It's not a quarter million, but it's $25,000. It's something.
That's like, $20,000 when you broke.
That's like a million where I'm from.
Yeah. That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? I'm 18. That's a million where I'm from, bro.
Type in chat, man. So, yeah, you know, I just wanted to just share that information because, like I said, I thought it would be a fitting time to talk about that. The UGMA account. There's also the UGMA account. There's 529. There's a couple of different ways how you can save for your child, but the UGMA just provides a certain level of flexibility.
Diversity.
Can we talk about Tesla?
Let's do it.
Before we go to questions?
Yeah, yeah. So before by the time we see y'all next week, Tesla will be a part of S&P. So first, we found out what it's going to be replacing. It's going to be replacing Apartment Investment and Management REIT. On the 21st, and also is going to be moving into the consumer discretionary sector. So we know this consumer discretionary sector because we talk about it all the time when we talk about XLY. But I just had this conversation with Jamal. Shout out to Smalls. What that does is it makes that sector more volatile than it was before, right? Ian, you just said it. And it's crazy that you said it because we didn't even rehearse that. But she's like, look, it ain't going to be like 2020 next year for Tesla. Mm-hmm. Right, the chances are that there will be a pullback, and if it doesn't, great. Right, if people are invested in XLY, even better. So that's something to be very mindful of, man. You want to do something? Can I do something? You want to screen share real quick?
Yeah,
let's screen share real quick.
Somebody said no, and they owe me money for my student loans, also.
That's
funny. Yo, real talk, like 9 times out of 10, you got to loan your parents money. No, that's a fact.
That's a big fact.
That's a fact. 16 years old, you're working at a camping, you got to loan your mom $100. That's reality.
That's a big fact. Thumbs up if you can see our screen right now. So we had
screen shares?
Oh, yeah, baby. You know what? We had this conversation, myself, Shadi. We had this conversation earlier, and I'm going to just let y'all in on a phone call. You want to do that? Let's let them in on our phone calls. And so we got ETF DB. That's the website that we're on. And so obviously we know XLY, right? Let's look it up. XLY. And when we come here, it's going to tell us, obviously, consumer discretionary is in the SPDR fund. And the first thing that I like to look at, number one, is the value. How much is being traded? So you look at the monthly average and you look at the 3-month average, right? And so that's here. Everybody can see that, right? The next thing I want to look at is inside the holdings. And so that tells me what's inside the ETF. And so we're saying that, look, if Tesla comes in here, then something's got to be moved around. So it's heavy, right? Amazon, the asset percentage is pretty high. Home Depot, we know these companies. These are strong companies. This is why we're investing in XLY, right? The next thing that we're going to look at is the performance. What has this ETF done compared to its peers? And so you can see right here, like when Shadi's saying, like, yo, this is the performance that is done for the past 5 years. We can see it's 109% return. We can see 3 years, it's 67% return. But let's go to a view of a detailed analysis, and it breaks it down even more for you. And so now you can see it with its peers. And so if you are a loyal listener to Market Mondays, shout out to our boy, my man, I forgot, almost forgot his name. Damn, I forgot. So if you're a loyal listener, you've seen this before. I buy, right? We can see the percentage return. So you look at 5-year.
Quinn?
Yeah, Quinn. I almost forgot Quinn's name. I'm about to call him by his Instagram name. Nah. So he shouted out I buy. Shadi said I buy. Look at its return for 3 years. We got 176%. 1 year, we got 116%. We're not just pulling these things out of the air. But let's look what XLY has done, right? Let's go over the past year. So it's 25% here. We can see that, right? It's 12 out of 20, almost middle of the pack. We got for the past 26 weeks, it's 18. So it's almost at the tail end of the pack. It's pulling back a little bit, right? So if we look at this, we're like, all right, cool. We see what XLY has done, but let's look at some other consumer discretionaries.
Earners, what's going on? If you're a business owner, you don't need us to tell you that running a business is tough, but you might be making it harder on yourself than necessary. Don't let QuickBooks and spreadsheets slow you down anymore. It's time to upgrade to NetSuite. Stop paying for multiple systems that don't give you the information you need when you need it. Ditch the spreadsheets and all the old software you've outgrown. Now is the time to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you visibility and control over your financials, HR, inventory, e-commerce, and more. Everything you need all in one place instantaneously. Whether you're doing a million or hundreds of millions in revenue, save time and money with NetSuite. Join the over 24,000 companies using NetSuite right now. Let NetSuite show you how they'll benefit your business with a free product tour at netsuite.com/Market Mondays. Schedule your free product tour right now at netsuite.com/Market Mondays. That's netsuite.com/Market Mondays. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there.
Tesla might end up in some other ones. And so let's look at one like FXD. Let's type this in. So it's another consumer discretionary ETF. Again, I'm looking at the value, right? I'm going to look at the holdings. Keep that. And so we know some of these holdings. Tesla's already in there. But what you'll notice the biggest difference is the asset percentage. And so when we look at the asset percentage, we don't see 20%. We don't see 10%. And so what that means, like, this is probably a much safer ETF, but the growth rate will probably be a lot lower, right? So I know when Shadi asks me a question about an ETF, he's always looking for the safest play. That's just his thing. And so I always make sure that I'm looking for the safest thing. And so, like, if somebody's looking at, like, hey, where can I gain 10%? I'm comfortable with that. You might start looking at these type of ETFs that are consumer discretionary and also have Tesla inside. And so let's look at their performance. Let's go to the view detail. And so now look, for the past 13 weeks, right? We saw that XLY was middle of the road. So was FXD, right? We saw that it was at 16. Well, look at FXD. It's at 29%. You see what I'm saying? There goes I buy again. That's a gem. That's a gem. All right, so we can see that the return, right, even at 1 year, it's up 10%, this ETF. But that's what the ETF has done. Now, if you have an option call on it, if the actual rate of return is 10%, then you know the option call could be higher. So these are like some of the safer ones. Let's look at another one. I got one more. Let's see, RCD, another consumer discretionary. All
All right, so now we got RCD. Again, I'm looking at the volume. The volume is a little bit less, right? And so that tells me that not too many people are trading inside of here. I'm looking inside the holdings. And so look at the title here. It's telling you this is an equal weight consumer discretionary. So that means that they're not going to have any asset allocation that's over a certain percentage. And what's interesting about this one and compared to others is that they change theirs quarterly. So every quarter, they make sure that they rotate their allocation, right? So that way, it's never top heavy, right? It's more of a balanced approach. So after we do that, and this is literally how our phone calls go, we'll go to our Yahoo chart. Go to Yahoo Finance, and obviously, I got my volume bands up. I got my 200-day moving average. I got my 100-day. I got my 50-day. I got my RSI here. We got the whole works, right? And so if I look at the chart, let's go 5-year. Let's go max.
Yep, go max.
That's his thing. He's like, yo, let me see how it's moved. And so when I look at a chart, and Ian, I'm taking this from you. Like, this is the type of chart I want to look at, right? I see consistent growth since inception. Obviously, we have this moment here, and you're going to see this on pretty much every chart. This is probably, and if we can get the line on it, sometimes y'all will be acting crazy. This is probably around March 15th, March 16th, where we get hit with the news of the coronavirus spreading and there's all lockdowns. But even since then, there's been consistent growth, right? And so these are safer plays in the ETF game, even though we love XLY. Like, we've obviously, I'm just saying what we've done. We've invested in it. But if somebody wants to take a safer play and when they're doing ETF investing or they're doing an option, these are like two that you could look at.
There you have it.
I appreciate that, man. I told you Troy was a beast, and I'm glad you share it. So let's do that every week, man. We need to add the technical part more often. You know, that's my zone. So,
yo, man, if I could do a chart mastery like you, man, I'm probably going to get an award for it. So yeah, shout out to you.
And Tesla, they're saying it might be the biggest trading day in history on Friday when it joins the S&P 500. All of the index funds and the fund managers, hedge funds, ETFs, they all, you know, CNBC just they put an article saying that it might be the biggest trading day in history on Friday. So it'll be interesting.
I'll be waiting.
That's interesting. Sure.
Once again, I cannot prove it, but I feel like Cathay has such an amazing performance that the industry started to team up against her. Please keep your eyes on what she does next. Because trust me, like, she's a little bit bothered at some of the games that they're playing. And then also, women don't get enough credit for being great investors. So I feel like as soon as a woman became front and center, a couple of things were done to knock the performance, and everyone started to try and match her gains. So, like, keep 2021, keep your eyes on her and what she does to adjust.
Yeah. I'm telling you. So, like, that was what we were watching today. It's like, this is a week. Obviously, we know quadruple witching is happening this week. And so we're waiting for these changes to extend. For a few of our positions. So that's another thing just to keep in mind, that the 18th is here and we know contracts are expiring. People will be selling off and taking profits. So if we see a slight pullback, you know why.
The name of the website was ETFDB.
Yeah, ETFDB.
ETFDB. Let's go to a couple questions before we finish.
Let's do Andre. Unmute yourself. You've been unmuted.
Yo. What's going on, Kings?
Everything good?
What's good, brother? How are you?
Yo, I appreciate y'all, man. Thanks for having me. And I'm a earner as well. So shout out to the earners and the Red Panda Club and everybody that's here, man. Y'all definitely we all gonna change the world, man.
I appreciate you.
It's true story. I don't really have a question. I just want to show y'all mad love. So I'm going to try to be real quick with it because I know it's guidelines. So
that's a fact.
I'm going to be real fast with it. I'm going to try my best. But, yeah, I just want to say, like, yeah, man, I appreciate y'all once again. And, yeah, man, I was out on I got hurt at work last year. So, you know, I was at home and I'm like, damn, man, I need to, you know, try to think of a new way to, you know, I just get tired of the rat race. And I said, yeah, let me find out where can I get multiple information from. So I read on Steve Harvey. I read one of his books and he quickly told me, like, in the book, what I was reading, like, Yeah, you need to find, you know, you can't have dreams with small-minded people. And that, like, hit me hard. So to cut a long story short, I said, yo, let me find somebody in my crew that I really know that's successful and is about something. And big shout out to my guy, Fritz Charles, man.
Yo, he's the first dude to do back to back.
First and only person to do two episodes back to back.
He's the first guy, man. Yo, I'm talking. Big shout out. That's my brother, man. Yeah, for real, for real. So I follow him. I said, let me follow him, and lo and behold, it lead me to you guys, man. I follow y'all from last March, and I was like, wow, like. The first episode I watched was with him, and then I just started watching every episode of you guys. Even the first one when I was talking about the 360 dip. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's great. That's episode one.
That's episode one.
Yeah,
Shout out to you, Andre.
Shout out to you, bro. Appreciate it.
And King Troy, man. I just want to say I appreciate you too, because you definitely all three of y'all down to earth, but you I had sliding your DMs, pause, and I asked about the Iron Man. We needed the Iron Man, the ghost face on the illustrious Hall of Fame board. Yeah.
What I do?
And you put it up, man. I was like, yo, he ain't gonna put that joint up, man. He probably was just like, yeah, all right. And then I was like, whoa, when I saw it, I was like, yo, that's mad dope. I was mad hype after that. I was like, yo, big, yo, super hype.
Yeah, I'm going to let you on the secret, Andre. I appreciate you, bro. I see everything. I read everything. I may not respond to everything. Yes. Definitely see everything, bro. Appreciate
you. And I know, Rashad, you don't really have the time because, you know, no disrespect. And, you know, I understand. But, yo, Rashad, when you, when you had said that, when you started to do the podcast, you was listening to your boys and you was listening to whoever, and you was like, yo, man, instead of listen to validation, you look for inspiration. And that hit me hard, man. When you said that, that was just like, yo, that made me even really think, like, man, that I actually, like, for like a day, I sat down and thought about that. And if more people would have think like that, like, even in our culture, I'm telling you, man, we definitely, we will have the economic power just off of that alone.
I appreciate Andre. What was the best thing you invested in this year? And what was the biggest lesson you learned from Market Mondays this year?
Oh, brother. King Panda. I'm going to call you King Panda. From the lessons I learned is definitely for my children. I the children is the future. And like I said, tech is the future, man. Tech is definitely the future. Like, it's gonna be like Terminator, man. The robots are taking over.
Yo, know? Dre, I only because there's a bunch of hands, man. We're gonna go to another caller, man. But love is love, man. Can you hit me with some albums that, because I'm always looking for inspiration? Like, yo, damn, I forgot that
real
one, bro.
Real quick, I know guidelines. I don't know if I'm gonna talk to y'all again, but I gotta shoot my shot, man. I love my wife. She's my queen and everything, and she also definitely was inspired from you guys. And she came out with her own podcast, and it's called Healthy Hot Podcast. And it's about, like I said, we work hard, we invest, we entrepreneur, but without health, we have none of that, bro.
Big fact.
You understand? Health is everything, man. You got to take time.
Dre, do me a favor. Sir. Do me a favor. On Saturday, right, we're going to have self-promote Saturday. Make sure you put that in the Facebook group. Obviously, you're earnest, so make sure you put it there so everybody can check it out, bro. Love is love, man.
Yo, I appreciate y'all, Kings, man. Thank y'all, man. Once again, bro.
I appreciate you as well.
All right.
Yeah. Shout out to him, man. let's see. Omni. We're going to go to Omni. Omni, we're coming to you. Unmute yourself. You've been unmuted. What's going on, Omni?
Yo.
What's good? What's good, family?
Hey, I had a question. So earlier today, I had went into the IDNA ETF, and it let me place a call for like a dollar. So it never got like approved, though. So, and then when I went back and looked at it, it was up like 36,000. So I was just like, wow, like, why didn't they let me? I don't know if it was like the volume or what, but I was like,
it was an option call?
It was a limit order?
Yeah, I did it on Robinhood. It was
you didn't get filled. That's it.
Yeah.
They didn't fill you, brother.
Yeah, and that's crazy. We spoke about that last week. You got to make sure that call gets filled, man, and at the price you put. So if you put market, then it probably would. If you put limit, and if let's say the limit was $1 and it went up to 101 by the time you did it, then it's not going to fill it, man. So valuable lesson learned.
Especially if it's trending up. Especially if it's moving.
Appreciate you, bro.
I'm sorry it happened, but are you investing long-term too or no?
Yeah, I'm only 21, actually. I got into a Boeing when it was like 90. Like basically I was getting unemployment. So I just used to put all my money in it because I stay with my folks. So I just put all my money from unemployment to the market every year.
Please hold a 279.72.
All right.
There you have it.
Omni, good luck, bro. Appreciate you.
Appreciate that.
You said I put the stimulus to work.
Yo, unemployment.
See that unemployment, right? That extra 600. We investing.
Hey, he living at home. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
Let's go to let's see. Dara, we coming to you. Dara, what's going on? Unmute yourself. You've been unmuted. Damn, Dara's a new name. We're going to give it. Damn, Dara, you know the rules. Everybody know.
No, you guys want us to cover more charts, type technicals in chat, please. Troy, you killed it.
Neo Davis actually said something. The first caller made me think of what he said. The best way to kill a big idea is introduce it to a small mind.
Ooh.
That's a real.
Neo got bars.
That's real.
Neo got bars.
That's real.
Let's see. We're going to Armando. Armando, we coming to you. Unmute yourself. You've been unmuted. What's going on?
I mean, Troy, we can go. Hey, man, we can do 10 apiece. get our locks on.
They nervous. All right, so real quick, then I'll just do the earnings really quick. Yeah, I'll do my earnings. So earnings week, shout out to everybody that tuned into the Salesforce Investor Day, Starbucks, and shout out to everybody that tuned into Disney's Investor Day. Wow. Moment of silence for that. We spoke about Disney in, what was it, February of last year.
Yeah.
And we told the people, like, look, bro.
Yeah, no, that was on episode four. I was on episode four, and we talked about the streaming wars, and we talked about Disney, Netflix, Hulu, and back then, Disney was in talks of buying Hulu.
Buying Fox Searchlight. Yeah. So that came, and they already owned 30%.
They owned 30% of Hulu. So all of this came to fruition, and as a result, Disney stock went crazy. Hulu, a lot of people don't even know that Disney owns Hulu. They're getting a Kardashian series.
Yeah.
That's going to be big, keeping up with the Kardashians.
All new content.
It's been 20 years on E.
Yeah.
And it's switching over, and they're going to direct content too for other.
That's what I said. Their original content is going to be crazy. So I told people this, man. You got to make sure that you pay attention to things like that, especially like with Netflix. We love Netflix, but if you look at how much of their content that they actually own, it'll be alarming if you look at it. And when people start taking back their streaming licenses, right? So when you see that The Office, which is the number one show on Netflix, will no longer be on there and it's going to Peacock, well, you're going to lose viewers, right? If they take off, I don't know, Friends and it goes to Peacock, you lose viewers. And so when you take off all the Disney content within the next 2 years, you're going to lose some viewers and maybe some subscribers. But Disney, man, streaming is one thing they do.
Yeah.
Right? That licensing on parts opening back up. They are a Goliath. I love Disney.
They projected to have 250 million subscribers on their platform, Disney Plus, by 2024, I think.
Right. So they had 100 million subscribers in a year. And I think that it took Netflix, what, 12 years to do that? 12 years to get to 100 million?
Yeah.
They did it in 12 months.
Disney.
That is an unbreakable competitive advantage to gain that many customers. And that short of a period, I hope you guys held from 100 when we told you to.
Can we look at what's the
oh, I didn't even,
yeah, through calls.
Let's real quick. So I'll do this real quick. On Thursday after the bell, FedEx will be reporting, and I wrote down FedEx because obviously, you know, it's holiday season and a lot of packages being shipped. But if you've been paying attention, if you look at who is
Ernest, let me let you in on a little secret. If you're looking to get meals that you'll enjoy and your bank account will love delivered straight to your doorstep, I want you to check out our people over at Every Plate. Every plate dinners are the cheaper alternative to takeout or delivery. Their recipes come together in about 30 minutes, definitely faster than a trip to the grocery store or starting a meal from scratch. Every plate does the meal planning, shopping, and prepping for you, taking the time-consuming guesswork out of cooking. Trust me, this helped me tremendously in the kitchen. All I had to do was follow the directions, use my ingredients, and put together some of the best chicken stir-fry I've ever had. I'm going to be honest. At first, I was skeptical, thinking that the meal kit thing might be a little bit too expensive. But now I know you can get the same deliciousness at a much lower price. And if you act now, you can get 3 weeks of Every Plate meals for only $2.99 per meal by going to everyplate.com and entering the code MarketMondays3. That's right, 3 weeks of free Every Plate meals for $2.99 per meal. All you have to do is head over to everyplate.com and use the code MarketMondays3. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there.
Delivering the vaccines. There's a company that's moving it by air and moving it by truck. And so FedEx in the next, I guess, 6 to 12 months, man, if they're going to be moving that and what they do already in their everyday business, that would be an interesting stock to keep on your watch list. And then my one of my favorites, and then shout out to Ben, because I told him this. I told him this in June. I said, Ben, you got to get Nike. You got to get Nike. They're built for this. They're built for this economy. Their online game is crazy. I said, every Saturday, you can guarantee it. If you're between 14 to 20, you are on the sneakers app. And people don't realize, like, that's the technology. They don't need a Nike store. I haven't been to a Nike store in years. Everything is online. And when everybody's home and everything's online, and they put out a product every Saturday and sometimes on Tuesdays and sometimes on Thursdays, and they sell out, man, they built for this, man. And plus, people are working out at home, and so they need athleisure wear. And so Nike will be reporting on Friday after close.
Nike's been on a tear. They've been on a tear. People, the sneaker game, recession proof.
Sneakers are going up. Shout out to our YouTube plaque. Shout out to everybody that helped us get that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna start putting sneakers up there. I see the people love the albums. We're gonna put sneakers up there.
Shout out to everybody that subscribed to our YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to do one last question, or you want to let Ian finish it out? It's almost 9:30.
Yeah, you can do one more. But everyone that's a sneakerhead, name the top five sneakers out there, and then look who owns those.
Yeah, some people got shocked today when they saw the report about Reebok. They were like, "Wait, Adidas owns them?" They've owned them since 2006, bro. they've owned them since 2006. They're thinking about severing ties. They were trying to take a competitive advantage, right? Adidas is huge internationally, especially in Europe or Germany where it was founded, but they wanted to get an American market.
Adidas big in soccer world.
Soccer, huge. Yeah. Who's this? Javonte, you've been unmuted. Unmute yourself.
Yo.
What's going on?
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Troy?
I'm great, man. How you?
I can't complain. How you doing, Mr. Rashad and Mr. Ian?
Good. How are you?
I can't.
Spurgo. Only Spurgo calls us Mr. Troy. Hey, Mr. Rashad.
Hey, that's where I got it from. Real talk. He turned me up. I was like, that's mad. Okay. So shout out to Spurgo. And my question is, with all the EV, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Yes.
With all the EVs coming, how do y'all feel about charging stations?
Charging stations, it's necessary. I mean, I think it's necessary. Tesla, I put the thing up on Tesla's projected revenue in the next 5 years, which is crazy. It's on Instagram. So the charging stations is something that is definitely necessary, especially in more urban areas.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to see a lot more of those in urban areas where people might not have access to, you know, a private home or a garage. Like if you live in Manhattan, it's either going to be like in a building, in the apartment building, or more charging stations in urban areas like gas stations. So I'm seeing a lot more charging stations pop up all over the place.
Yeah.
So I think it's something that and that's an encouraging thing. Like when you see more charging stations, you know that more people have electric vehicles, you know the states is booming. So electric cars is not a fluke. It's not a fluke. It's only gonna get bigger. And Tesla's a perfect example of that. It's the wave of the future. We've already proven that gas is not the most efficient way to run. It pollutes the atmosphere. There's a shortage of oil, period.
Mm-hmm.
They said oil is going to run up in the next like 40 years, like in the world, if we keep using it. It's not like something that's just like an ongoing, unlimited flow. So yeah, charging stations are big, and I think you're only going to see more and more of them. And I think the electric car industry is here to stay. Tesla cemented its spot, but there's going to be more than just Tesla. So that'll be interesting too.
I'm glad you said that. Everybody in Zoom, shout out to all my earners. I just put a company, right? A lot of people won't have their electric vehicles, electric trucks ready. The company I just typed in it, this is exclusively for the earners. That company that I just put in will have a truck on the road. This, or somebody's saying yes, yes, yes. Make sure it's not traded publicly yet, but it will be coming. And they have a big, huge conglomerate that has backed them for over 100,000 vehicles already. So do your research on that. Please do your research on that. This has been a message from the good folks at Earn Your Leisure.
Ian.
Yes, sir.
What's your thoughts on that?
You guys nailed it. I don't want to talk just to talk, but I mean, you guys nailed it. I would do want you guys to research who do you think could be the second and third player in the space. Yeah. Tesla has number one by unlock, far. Probably will for 10 to 15 years. And if they begin to actually have a higher profit margin, industry's in trouble. He could be the new Steve Jobs mixed with Henry Ford. But the next two slots are very key. So number two and number three can still get a considerable percentage of market share and have a deep impact. So you guys need to look up who could be second, but not based on opinion, but go through those fundamentals that we walked through tonight, and that will give you a insight of who could be number two and number three.
Mercedes-Benz and BMW is actually partnering. That was a while ago. Mm-hmm. Partnering. They're working together to build an electric car. That's going to be interesting to see how that works out. All right. Well, 90 minutes.
I mean, we can keep with you guys want to go charge. I mean, Troy, you got me geeked. Next week. We're going to do the Biggie, Jada, and Styles. We're going to go 10 charts apiece. So,
you know, that was just – now, you know what? Because a lot of people – and it's crazy because I went over this morning on a phone call. People are like, yo, can we get in your phone calls? No, y'all can't get in our phone calls. The key is for you to start the phone calls with your people. Like, these are the dudes we grew up with, so we have these phone calls. But I was looking at the volume in XLY, and I'm like, that's great. But what if Amazon pulls back in the time you invested? What if Tesla gets in there? And it pulls back, and it's like, all right, cool. But some people like that play it safe, man. And so, you know, just throw out a few just so people can know, like, yo, there is different consumer discretionary ETFs that you can invest in that are performing similarly. Like I said, if perspective is key, if you don't remember anything tonight, remember perspective is key. If you can gain 10% rate of return,
yeah,
I mean, you really mad?
And I'll let you in on some things that we have planned for 2021 with Market Mondays. So it's more than just a stock show. It's an investment show. So we're going to talk more. We're going to start bringing in some real estate investors, talk about real estate, venture capital, credit, you know, personal finance, all that kind of stuff, to kind of diversify. Like, you got to diversify your portfolio. So we always going to talk about stocks. Obviously, that's the bread and butter. But we definitely have to start talking about real estate more. We got to start talking about credit more. All of this stuff is important. And it's like, you know, you can't have just one thing working for you. You got to have the total portfolio. So even like, you know, financial planning stuff like the UTMA life insurance, stuff like that, we can, you know, have different segments. I think that would be beneficial. And it's all about getting money. So there's more than one way to get money in this world.
There's a million ways to get it.
We're not biased on just one particular way. So any way that we can educate people on investments, period, investing, I think that would be beneficial.
And then if you guys learn to be disciplined in this space, it's easier to be disciplined in others. Final homework assignment, Google what the top 10 ETFs and index funds are. And then also, I want you to type in chat, how many sources of income do you need in order to be financially free? The answer is not 7. I'm going to be honest with you. It's not 7.
How many?
Yeah, I'm listening. Somebody put 7. As soon as you said 7, they said 7.
As soon as someone put it out, we'll put it. Or if not, you know, I'll text and you can post it. A little tease. Okay, because literally when we integrate into next year and cover, like you said, real estate and a few other pieces that have like a complete plan, I'll start to share with you some of the things that I get told behind the scenes, because the thing that I try and reveal to you guys, there's a set of information that people deliver to you on TV and in books. And then behind the scenes, like the 60-month thing sounded crazy. That guy would never say that in public. But in private, he showed me. Mm-hmm. He's like, I don't want to get because the publisher won't publish it. But it's like, this is the real number. So same thing for the number of income streams in the business that you need. It is not seven. You need to take at least a multiple of four for that. But we'll start to break down, you know, when we have some of these real estate people, how to make that happen.
So it's about to be fine.
It's more than 12. Is it 12?
They go double that.
24?
Minimum.
24 streams of income?
Mm-hmm. Well, we got 114 episodes.
Okay, you have. So.
Yeah, okay, real quick. Let's look at any product line. Let's look at any tech company. We take the one that's not good, Logitech. Go on their site and see how many products they have. If the number was seven, Apple will have seven products. Tim loves, like, Tim would make an iPhone XRT just to, with a different color. And so they have a whole bunch of SKUs. So inside of it, so it doesn't mean that you need 24 different businesses. You just may need more product line, more services, upsells, backsell, like, but the things that I get told anytime when I brought up that number seven and I was at a conference with anyone that had any real money, like verifiable net worth, they laughed at that number seven. It was like, oh, that's for Book's kid. That's not the real number. Not the real number. I'm like, wait, but I got told that he was like, yeah, that guy got paid to write that book. He didn't have any money when he did that book in 1983.
24. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Shout out to Apple. They just put out their Apple Plus fitness service today.
Peloton gonna be in trouble.
Yeah. Shout out to Peloton too. Yep. We love them both. Yep. Yo, can we take a moment to acknowledge this real New York that we got behind us? Can we take a moment? Yo. First of all, that AZ is one of Shadi's favorite artists of all time. One of the best lyricists of all time. But the album actually came from my brother, Keon. Shout out to Keon. I know you're watching.
Shout out to Keon.
He called me. He was, when we said it like a month ago, like, yo, I need that Do or Die. And he was like, yo, Troy, I got it. I was like, yo, bro, I'm pulling up on you. And he literally gave it to us just out of love, man. So shout out to him. And then we got that Dipset behind us. If you're from New York,
man, that's legendary.
You know what I mean? If you're from New York, you know what? I've seen that Kif commercial. If you ain't check it out, go to the Kif Instagram page. But it did like a New York Knicks times Kif NYC rollout. And I was like, it reminded me of that time, man. So shout out to the Dips. Shout out to Jones, Cam, Joels, Freaky Ziggy, the whole Harlem, man. I mean, that's just a New York classic. So we had to put that in. We're not even comparing.
That's not today. A fair comparison.
We're not comparing today. We just
okay.
We just repping where we from. That's all.
Got you.
Yeah, that's not even. That's just a different genre altogether.
Yeah, but yeah, yeah.
Shout out to AZ. That's a classic, and shout out to Dipset. That's classic, and they did a dope freestyle today about basketball, actually, and that was really really dope, and. I actually posted Jim Jones' verse on my story. So,
did you?
Yeah.
Who's the best rap group out of New York?
Ever?
Wu-Tang.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest group. It's a super
group. That's tough.
Super group.
I don't want no smoke, so I'm not, I'm not going to disagree with that. We're going to say rap-wise. So, if Raekwon and y'all watching, hey, appreciate you. I don't want what y'all did to Button in the back room.
Yeah, that's not.
That's a tough one. That could be question of the night.
You got the Firm. You got the Firm.
Lyrically, yeah. Mega.
Lock speed in the Firm.
I don't know about that.
Dipset.
When the last time you played some Firm material? But before the joint on Nas album came out.
Well, they only had one body. They only had one album, so it's kind of it's not fair. Locks, you know. They have way more body of work. Mobb Deep's
in there
in the conversation. Run DMC, old school. If you look at Run DMC,
Tribe Called Quest belong in there.
Of course, Dipset. Of course, G Unit.
Yeah, definitely.
That's a tough question.
Yeah, New York. I mean, it's the birthplace. It's the birthplace.
It's a lot.
It's a whole lot of groups.
It's a lot of good groups.
Might put Public Enemy. Shout out to PE. Without PE, there would be no Steve Stout.
Nobody putting Lords of the Underground in there.
Nah, that's Jersey. That's Jersey.
Oh, that's Jersey. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shout out to Newark. Respectfully, shout out to Newark.
Well, yeah. Shout out to the Locks. Shout out to Styles, EYL alumni.
That's a fact.
EYL alumni, Styles P.
Big fat.
So, yeah, 914 in the building, man. But any last words you want to leave people with, Troy?
Yeah, man. I encourage everybody to do that, man. The same thing every week. Reach out, call somebody. One conversation, one text message can change the trajectory of somebody's life. And even more so this time, man. Spread love, spread joy, spread inspiration, and aspire to be greater than you were yesterday, man. That's always the message. And that's how I'm living, man, every day. I'll pick up the phone. They're like, yo, I love your energy. I'm like, yo, this is my energy. So it is what it is, man. We've been blessed. And so I want everybody to have that same type of energy and same type of spirit to give back and just spread love, man.
Yeah. Shout out to everybody out there that showed us support. We appreciate you. Merch is on the way. Thank you for your patience. But we had to make sure the quality was up to par.
Yeah.
And we got a special guest next week. For Market Mondays. That's gonna be a great one. And yeah, we you know, like I said, we got a lot of jam-packed stuff for 2021 planned for Market Mondays to really take it to the next level. So thank you for your support. Keep spreading the word. Check out the podcast that's coming out tomorrow with my man Sean Prez. And check out open enrollment on Wednesday at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, and orientation this week.
And my financial planning class also.
Everything.
That's a big one. Ian, what would you like to say?
I appreciate you guys so much for the amazing platform, despite the crazy tech issues. Thank you for you guys watching the show. Kudos to my friends and my family, to my parents. Sorry I didn't clean up enough when you asked me to. Didn't know parenting was going to be this hard. Promise you a little bit now. To all the parents, if you're out there, if you're struggling, can we do a couple of cash apps before we leave?
Yeah,
let's do it. Not?
Sure.
And then in 2021, what I want to start to do is give stockpile cards for investing. But if you're a single parent or a parent that's struggling that needs help to get stuff for your kid for this Christmas, put your information in there, and then I'll pick a couple of you guys and help out. And like, hey, I always say, you guys, like, thank you for being solid. I appreciate it.
Yo, you just reminded me, man. Shout out to everybody last week who was locked in and shared with our brother Raheem. He had an amazing 27th birthday. We actually had a call, like we had a Zoom call, and it was incredible. We spoke for like 2 hours, man. He was just overwhelmed with joy over with the support that everybody showed him. And he said it was the best 27th. It's the best birthday he's ever had.
That makes me happy.
Man, I just want to thank everybody that poured love out to him, sent him cash apps, sent him just birthday wishes, man. It was incredible, man, to watch this young man and to hear his story. And to hear his passion for learning. So that was dope, man. So thank you, all the earners, everybody on YouTube and everybody out there that showed my man love. Raheem, my guy, I told you we're going to set up another call just because I love your energy, bro. So that's in the works.
Yep. Shout out to Raheem. Good dude.
Solid.
All right. So yeah, the Cash Apps are going off.
Only if you need the help, though, because I know it's tough for people to ask for help, but I'd rather you ask for help than put yourself in danger.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Are you going to write them? I just
took some screenshots.
Yeah, I got screenshots.
Janet, do me a favor. I know you locked in. Janet, just pick like three or four people from our chat right here.
Yeah, just send it to me.
Maybe five. Yeah, five. Let's do five, and then we'll send some cash their way.
Yeah, so we'll do half. We'll do half YouTube, half Zoom. And send some holiday inspiration, motivation, love. And hopefully everybody can stay safe this holiday. COVID is still rampant, so protect yourself, protect your families. And if you're in the Northeast, we got a snowstorm coming. So
yeah,
bundle up.
They said a foot.
Get your food. Get your food ready.
Yeah, we didn't even have no snow last year, bro.
You might be in for a couple days.
You know what I was when I was driving? I was dropping you off. I was thinking like, yo, kids don't even, they're not even gonna have snow days no more.
Well, this year.
No, like it's gonna be like, all right, it's snowing. All right, everything's remote today.
Well, they've been doing that.
Nah, well, this is the first year.
It's not remote, like just learning.
Yeah, it's not gonna be like, oh, it's a snow day, there's no school. I was like, damn. That's crazy. They gonna change everything.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the kids out there.
Shout out to everybody, man.
Even teachers, man. When we heard snow day, it was like, yes. Yeah, all that's over, man. Yo, love is love.
Love is love. We're going to pick some people on YouTube and some people on EY University for the Cash App situation. Appreciate y'all.
Love is love. We'll see y'all. Peace.
Troy, you killed that chart, man.
Now it's on now. Now I know what you're about to do. So
everybody, it's gonna be fun. Everybody here for a treat now. I can't wait.
You ain't ready now. Y'all in for a treat.
We're gonna get right to it. No more motion pictures, no more sleepy time music. Get right to the charts.
If that's all it took, man, let's do it.
Mm-hmm. Bet.
All right, y'all. Peace.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.